This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
There's a new film in select theaters, which is called Echo in the Canyon, and it features our next Behind the Ear Moth guest, and it is Jacob Dylan.
Ah.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing great.
And I'm told you also have the director with you.
Yeah, that would be me. Later here.
Excellent. So.
Morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming on, guys, to talk about Echo in the Canyon. And I'm wondering, you know, it's kind of an exploration of the music that came out of Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles in the mid '60s, and I'm kind of wondering what was the impetus to make the film.
Well, this is Andrew Slater, the director. The impetus really was, you know, Jacob and I were looking for a project to do after the last Wallflowers record, something to record, and we really wanted to record, you know, some songs. We were sitting in my house, and this movie came on, which was called Model Shop, which was shot in the '60s, and it sort of was an obscure film by a French director, Jacques Demy, and it showed us L.A. at this time of innocence, you know, when there was no Uber drivers and no Lyft drivers and nobody looking at their cell phones while they were driving around, and, you know, and we just, because we were record makers, we sort of were inspired to go back and look at the music that brought, you know, us to California, and it led us to, you know, discover that right around that time was the 50th anniversary of the first Birds record. So we went to look at these records and these songs, and what happened, you know, behind every song is a great story and a great artist and a great band, and we just found that they were all sharing these ideas in 1965, and it became the bedrock for everything we love, you know, in rock music for the last 50 years.
Jacob, do you feel like you were inspired by some of these bands? Mamas and the Papas, obviously the Birds, Buffalo Springfield.
Was I inspired by them growing up, or do you mean am I more inspired now, having learned even more about them?
No, growing up.
Well, I knew all these songs like most people do, not just because I'm from California, but because all these songs are so popular and played on FM and AM radio all the time. But, you know, we purposely, you know, we sought the songs that were a little bit less well-known than the most popular ones. But, yeah, you know, they're all great songs. So even people of my generation growing up, we knew these songs and we began to know these bands, you know, even after we, you know, first stumbled onto rock and roll in the early 80s. We went backwards and found these groups, yeah.
What is your favorite Birds cover of one of your father's songs?
Oh, I'm going to go Turn, Turn, Turn. How about that?
I love that tune. I love that.
Partial to Mr. Tambourine Man over
that's
here.
That's a good one, too.
Yes.
I have a question. I was reading an interview with the producer, T-Bone Burnett. He's worked with the Coen brothers on The Big Lebowski and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He was saying the scene in the Laurel Canyon was so rich and musical until maybe the mid-70s when it went bad. And I'm wondering, in your opinion, was it the Eagles who made that scene bad?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I think every scene goes bad. I mean, that's what makes them a scene. As soon as everybody else finds out about them, they go sour, I suppose. But T-Bone, you know, he's a musicologist. He might know more than I do. I don't know that any of it's bad, though.
All right.
You guys, during the film, got to speak to Brian Wilson and Eric Clapton and Stephen Stills and David Crosby, Jackson Browne. I also, I think I read that this was, for this film, it was Tom Petty's last interview. What was that like?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, we wish that wasn't true. But Tom was, you know, a real super music fan, and he grew up during that time in the mid-60s, and music hit him as a teenager, and a lot of that was just music, which if you follow Tom's career, you know, he spoke highly of the Byrds often, and he even dressed like them and wore the glasses and covered the music and even produced Roger McGuinn at some point. You know, Tom was obviously a titanic artist, but he was also just a huge, huge music fan. So his insight into this music on a guttural level was really important to us.
The film is... Yeah, go ahead. Oh, sorry, okay.
What's
that? The film is called Echo in the Canyon, and it is in select theaters. And it is an exploration of the music of Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles in the mid '60s.
We will be playing at the Coolidge Theater. You know, not only will there be a screening of the film, which is next Friday, but the band will be playing some of the songs from the film.
Awesome,
artists
awesome.
From the film.
Awesome.
And, you know, songs by the Mamas and Papas and the Buffalo Springfield and the Byrds, which is sort of unusual, but. You know, we love Boston.
Well,
Boston loves this music. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know that?
Absolutely. All right, guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.